We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah, peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household and those who follow Him until the Day of Judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, that everything we have created in pair. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only perfect, complete, flawless unit. When we hear the word unit in the English language, we sometimes misunderstand this definition of the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the English language, the word unit can be used to indicate or to name a unit that was built from components. You assemble and put components to work together and you build a unit. And you call it a unit. However, the most appropriate word for that is probably a system. The word system is called on the cord that is used to tie together individual components so that they are assembled together in one cord. This cord in the English language is called system, which is a way to put together different components so that they work together, they coexist together, and they function together and build one single system. But we call it and build one single unit. However, in the Arabic language, which was the language chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to explain the theology about Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and to explain His religion, there's a difference between the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is al-wahid and al-ahad, and between the word wahda, which is unit, as it meant in the English language. Wahda, as it meant in the English language, is meant for system and for these other built-up units, but the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is not breakable, that is not made of components, that is not assembled together, the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wahid al-ahad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of His names, al-qayyum. Qayyum means that self-standing, the one who stands by himself without the need of any other support or help or sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-qayyum. One qayyum unit. Self-standing, self-sufficient, rich unit. On the other hand, we are created from two parts or two components, the body and the soul. The example of the body and the soul, as we started last time, is the driver of the car and the car itself. The body is like the skin of the soul. The soul has to live inside that skin in order to function, in order to live, in order to enjoy life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made both partners, the body and the soul, very needy to each other, very dependent on one another. The soul can't achieve anything without the body, and the body can't achieve anything without the soul. So, for example, if you want to get something done, and your body doesn't allow you, or your body doesn't help you, then your soul can't get anything done without the body. And on the other hand, the body is just nothing without the soul. It is just like a skin without somebody to move it around. It's like a car without a driver. There's a situation in the Day of Judgment when the body and the soul are going to be enemies of one another, are going to argue with each other, and they are going to curse one another. This situation in the Day of Judgment is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran, and His Prophet further elaborated onto it, that when the criminals are resurrected before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each human being in general comes with two angels. As Allah mentions in Surah Qaf, وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. Every human soul is brought in the Day of Judgment with two angels. One is called Sa'iq. Sa'iq is an angel that is driving the soul, controlling the soul and moving the soul forward into the court, so the soul can't go right or left. It is the driver is the angel that is arresting the soul, driving the soul to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaheed is the angel that carries the records, the book of deeds, the records that are being collected and gathered and established to testify against this human being. Sa'iqun wa shaheed. The criminals will come with also sa'iq and shaheed. Driver, and somebody is taking them, an angel taking them to the authority, and another angel who's carrying the record coming to testify, and the records themselves are coming to testify against them. When the court starts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme judge of the court. He has laid down rules of justice. And when He establishes rules of justice, He enforces the rules on Himself first. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not will and will not allow Himself to be the judge and the witness at the same time. Even though there is no witness more powerful than Allah and more able to see facts than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this whole entire universe. However, Allah, since He is the judge, He does not allow Himself to be the witness. So He Himself follows the rules of justice that He has established. So the witnesses come. Book of records, angels, objects have witnessed the deed. All these witnesses come and testify against those criminals. And they, surprisingly enough, they insist on denying the accusations. They say, no, we didn't do that. The book of deeds testifies, no, we didn't do that. This book is not saying the truth. Angels testify on the right and on the left. No, those angels are biased towards you. You made those angels and they are not saying the truth. Objects, surrounding objects, come and testify. They decline. They say, those are your creation. And then we are not accepting the testimony. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fair king, the one who said about Himself in the Quran, يَوْمَ تَأْتِي كُلُّ نَفْسٍ تُجَادِلُ عَن نَفْسِهَا, that every human soul is given the opportunity to argue its case, arguing your case before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the human being to argue and say no and reject the witnesses. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, okay, what witness would you accept then? Then that person says, Allah, I will never accept any witness except myself. Only myself can testify against myself. All these witnesses I reject. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I accept that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the mouth to be shut down. Orders the body to talk, the hands to talk and testify, the legs to talk and testify, the ears and the eyes talk and testify, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. The mouths are zipped, are sealed, وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, hands talk, وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ, legs witness بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. They witness, يَوْمَئِذٍ يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقَّ وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهُ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينَ. At that point, Allah will serve them with the fair and just sentence that they deserve, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guards the fairness and justice, and the one who guards the truth. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about that situation that we are after, where the body and the soul become enemies of one another. While they were partners in this life, they become enemies of one another. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the body testifies against the soul tells the body, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. They talk to their bodies, and Allah is using the expression جُلُودِهِمْ because the body is the skin of the soul. The soul lives inside the body, and the body is the skin of the soul. So they look at their bodies, and they tell their bodies, why did you testify against us? You are going to burn in hellfire with us. You are going to suffer exactly as we suffer. Why would you testify against us? The answer comes, قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Why are you surprised? Allah has made every single thing talk. Why are you surprised that He will make me talk? وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. How could you be surprised that I'm talking if the one who made me talk is the one who has created you from scratch the first time and you were nothing? The one who has the power and the ability to initiate your creation from scratch Okay, how could you be surprised that this exact same one will be able to make us to make me talk and testify against you? And then the body further goes and say, وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَطِيعُونَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And how come, now the body is blaming the soul, and how come you were not ashamed of me? You were not ashamed when you were making these wicked actions and wicked decisions and wicked choices. How come you were not ashamed of me? You're blaming me now, and in the past life you were not even ashamed of me or of the angels that are watching you, and you were not ashamed of the watchful eye of Allah, and now you come to blame me? How could you? Did you think that because Allah, how could you be deceived with the patience of Allah? That He is so patient with you and not punishing you right on the spot and giving you chances and chances to repent and even to increase sometimes in evil. How could you be deceived by the fact that you can't see Allah? And you know that Allah's eye cannot be obstructed by walls, cannot be obstructed by roofs and ceilings, cannot be obstructed by boxes of concrete, wood or steel, cannot be obstructed by anything. The eye of Allah cannot even be obstructed by the skin. The eye of Allah can look to the heart. The eye of Allah looks inside the heart, and the eye of Allah captures the thought, the idea from the heart. The top, highest, most secret any one of us can have is the secret between you and your own heart. No one ever can come up with a more safe and secured secret than the secret between you and your own heart. Yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to know that secret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is your heart is whispering to you. As He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Qaf, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah is saying, I have created the human being, and I know not only every word that he says, not only every movement that he's doing, not only every look that he's sneaking here and there, but also what is so his soul is whispering to him. We know what is the whispers between himself and his own heart. And we are closer to him than the jugular vein or the aorta, whatever, how they want to translate Habd al-Wareed to be. We are closer to him than that. So you are not closer to yourself than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to yourself than yourself. And how could you imagine for a second that the watchful eye that cannot be obstructed by anything would ever be unaware of what you're doing, unaware of your wicked intentions, even intentions. We have sins committed by the heart, and we have sins committed by the muscles. Like, for example, envy is a sin committed by the heart. It's not committed by the muscles. Yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to know that sin and record it, the sin of envying somebody. Envying and saying to Allah, you're not fair, you're giving him more than what you have given me, and this is not fair. Why aren't you fair in distributing the wealth and the power and the health and all of these other fun things that we enjoy in life? Why? Not only that, but also you wish that your brother doesn't have what you have, and doesn't have what he has, or doesn't have what you have. All these sins of the heart are recorded and watched and monitored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the body is really ridiculing the soul in this position and saying, you know, how could you not imagine? وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِّمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. How could you think for a minute that Allah is not aware of what you do? فَذَلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْبَاكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِّنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. This is what you and me, the trouble that you and me are going through right now is because of your ignorance. It's because of your lack of understanding that you and me are in trouble right now. It's not because you're blaming me that I have testified the truth when my Lord, my Creator, the one who initiated me, ordered me to testify that truth. That's not the reason. Don't blame me. Blame yourself that you are not ashamed of yourself. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam further comes and comments on these ayats and says the hadith, tahajjat an-nafsu wal-jasad, that in the day of judgment that the soul and the body are going to argue with each other. The body blames the soul. It was because of your ignorance we are in the hellfire. And the soul blames the body. It was because of your testimony against me we are here in this hellfire. And at the end, both of them are burning in hellfire. And this is the fair judgment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two partners, the body and the soul that Allah has created, Allah, when He sent His guidance, His laws, He has taken into consideration that the body has need, the soul has need. And He has taken into consideration that the body and the soul are two different things that need to be in harmony with one another. The body is ruled by the laws of nature that Allah has created. Not only the body, but the whole entire universe is submissive to the laws of nature that Allah has created without any choice. No one has the choice to break these laws of nature. And you can look at your body. The body, you know, Allah established the law that the body has to get older. And the body does get older. The body is formed in the mother's womb in a certain specific way. And the body is following that specific way, which is called the development of the human inside the mother's imperium. And Allah has established the rule that this body cannot fly, this body cannot fly by itself, this body has to get older, this body will get sick, and this body, if gets immunized, will not catch the virus. And Allah has established many laws of nature that you are aware, more aware about these medical facts that governs the behavior and governs the body, the human body. And the human body is obedient and submissive to these laws of nature that Allah has created without any choice. How about the rest of the universe? The rest of the universe is also submissive to these laws of nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established without any choice. On the other hand, the heart and the soul are not governed by these laws of nature. Actually, they are more governed by the Sharia laws, the laws of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. The laws of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. And Allah has sent both laws, the laws of nature and the laws of Sharia, to be in harmony with each other. So the body and the soul don't end up conflicting with each other and don't end up destroying one another and don't end up enemies in this life and enemies in the hereafter, as we just explained a few minutes ago. If our souls, our hearts, choose to follow the Sharia laws, the laws of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established, both laws, the laws of Islam and the laws of nature, are harmonious and compatible with one another, and we will live happily in this life and in the hereafter. But if we choose not to follow the Islamic laws, not to follow the Sharia laws, the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established, and follow our own desires and temptations and follow the attractions of life, then we will end up conflicting, first of all, with our own bodies. Our body that is submissive to the laws of nature without any choice, and end up also conflicting with the universe around us that also is submissive to the laws of nature that Allah has established without any choice. Because these laws, the laws of temptation or the satanic laws and the laws of nature, are not meant to coexist together and make anyone happy. Neither in this life nor in the hereafter. But on the other hand, if we choose to follow the laws of Sharia, then the laws of Sharia are sent by Allah, designed by Allah to make us happy in this life and in the hereafter. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Dear brothers, no wonder that Islam is the religion of fitrah, the religion of nature, because it established a way of life, a system of life that is compatible and harmonious with the laws of nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And this is why it is famous to be the religion of al-fitrah, deen al-fitrah, or the religion that respects the human nature and respects the laws of nature. And I invite myself and my dear brothers and sisters to live by this rule so, and to live by this religion so that we can live happily in the hereafter and in this life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إني داع فقولوا آمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا أرحم الراحمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واجعلنا يا رب من عبادك الصالحين القادرين على تبليغ رسالتك ودعوتك ونشر دينك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وأقم الصلاة.